Let's go to national correspondent Aaron Rial joining us on the KRDO Newsline. Good morning, Aaron. The stories you are following are just amaze me. I mean,
I'm so happy you like them.
Yes, and they're so informative, and including, you know, everybody loves to eat, including me and you and, you know, pretty much everybody. But a shortage of olive oil has driven up prices to record levels. Are there any other food shortages that we might be aware of that are coming?
Yes. And this is, I'll start with the olive oil because it's kind of the canary in the coal mine in terms of what's happening with our changing climate. So the world's biggest exporter of olive oil is Spain, and they have had to increase prices 112% since 2022. That's because production there has been deeply affected by drought and extreme heat. Now, yes, olive oil trees are particularly vulnerable to climate change, but it's kind of the canary in the coal mine because there's many other crops that are on the line. We've seen citrus crops be wiped out because of hurricanes. We also know that herds, beef cattle, we saw in 2022 that summer, 50% of the cattle needed to be culled in Texas because of a changing climate. They didn't have enough grass for them to graze or hay because it was burnt. And the humane thing to do was to euthanize them as opposed to have them starve to death. This is just the beginning, and we have the EPA, the European Environmental Agency, and this is not a political statement, but these are just entities that are saying we should prepare for catastrophic consequences from deepening climate crisis. They're going to deeply affect all economies nationwide for the next century.
Now, you know, I love what you just said, that prefacing it by saying it's not political, but I guess the question is, we figured this out, but does humankind, do we know how to figure it out and actually make this happen despite all these issues?
You mean like slow it down? So here's the thing. I think the conversation of like, oh, is it human made or is it just a changing environment? That conversation is over. It's over. It's here. Like, it doesn't matter what caused it. It's here, which makes it kind of unpolitical in that sense. So the question now is, how do we address it so that we don't have food shortages, we don't have mass migration, we don't have a criminal element? There's actually in Spain, they're seeing a lot of criminal gangs targeting different grocery stores, but then also olive mills, like these oil mills. Uh-huh. They're stealing directly from the mills, and they're criminal gangs. So you see violence, you see mass migration. When people run out of food, they are angry and problems begin, and it's socioeconomic, and it's going to have mass repercussions. And this will happen all over the world, whether it's in the form of a tremendous migration push or a complete readjusting of how we get our food and if we need to grow our own. The question now becomes, and I don't have the answer today, but we need to find a way to shore up food supplies for the coming crisis. And we're very good at humans as reacting to our environment as opposed to preparing for it. So I don't know if it's going to end up being completely reactionary, but it would be cooler if we did something ahead of time.
I guess the buzzword nowadays that will start to be more prevalent would be hangry. So we're going to all be hangry.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, no doubt. National correspondent, unfortunately, we're out of town. I wanted to talk about this, our students being educated. Maybe that's another one for another day. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the time, as always, Aaron. We appreciate it.
Likewise. Have a good one.